Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Your boy.
What up, Nat?
Yeah. Yo, Cuba, what up?
What up, baby?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Zay, what up?
That's Black and Black.
What's up, man?
What's up,
man?
What?
Best of my side. Money on my brain. Gotta stay fly. Brand new ride. Nice chunk of change. You know I'm down to ride. Chest full of pride. I let the posse get him, get the oxen, split him, chop it in him, even if his mommy with him. Take his jewels, make it look like a Nazi did him. Rockin' the street, let the rhythm of the shot he hit him. A box to fit him well, put him where the shit won't smell. Then make a DVD about him, bet the shit'll sell. Just fit them Tinkerbells, Dr. Doolittle tell. I fit them nickel shells, shorty, some don't listen tell. I'm sick of selling emus, the rest out of beanies. From a block away, make you do the rock away and lean ya. With my little niña, no cruce la línea. If you don't understand, man, bet they fall a piña. Work the Cuban senior, about to rob the game. For more than 50 banking on yeah, yo, I got the lane. Why the brain so dope, it'll pop your veins. I'm the same as Obama, I want lots of change. Pistol by the side, money on my brain. Gotta stay fly, brand new ride. Nice chunk of change. You know I'm down to ride. Chest full of pride, heart full of pain. So if a nigga wanna try, it'll be a suicide. We a motherfucking boy, we a motherfucking
boy. Little power, I spit the micro, macro. Anywhere that Mac blow, I'm attracted to rappers who's rapping when the fun flow. I'm from Nassau, nigga, I'm from Nassau. Your market talk, we trust from Robbie to Cap. No, I milk a bitch quick, cause I'm intolerant to lactose. Murder specific, stipulated, prolific, perpetual physics, wizard infection, which fit the rhythm. Drop with the mama, the monitor, the rapping. Nanny turn, gotcha. Wait your turn, partner. Body boy blocker, you can get your face knocked off. From plasma to matter, from matter to data, the god body swagger, the charismatic ambassador. Gun up in the sheet coat, one up in the G-foot. We smoke, tree folk. Gun up in the sheep coat, run up in the G's throat. We smoke, tree throat, we throat, we know.
Pistol by the side, money on my brain. Gotta stay fly, brand new ride. Nice chunk of change. You know I'm down to ride. Chest full of pride, heart full of pain. So if a nigga wanna try, it'll be a suicide. We a motherfucking
I'm strapped without the holster. Nigga, I be on that bullshit like I'm supposed to. Tatted on my arm is a flag to rep my culture. This ratchet in my palm, I will blast, I'm a soldier. Salute me like a general before I put an end of you. Amazing how my notch I can take out 10 of you. This is for my black and Latin niggas getting revenue. No matter what you sell or do, just try to get a decimal. Took a little cocaine, mixed it with a chemical. Gave it to the clientele, they told me it's incredible. Now I got my stacks up, shorty think I'm edible. So fuck it, I'm a feeder, then I beat it to a vegetable. Strip club killer, they leave with a nigga. And they don't take cash, you need a visa to get her. And shorty wanna please me, cause I'm that nigga. So she don't even charge, and I pass off the law.
Yo,
pistol by the side, money on my brain. Gotta stay fly, brand new ride. Nice chunk of change. You know I'm down to ride, chest full of pride.
Lush. It's Friday. You better wake your ass up, man. You're live and you're listening to Lush Radio Online, man. The most exclusive, the number one spot that you better not turn that dot. You need to be logged on to and tuned in and step your game up because we talked all the way up. Yeah. Shout out to all our sponsors, man. Team Studios, E2K Magazine, Lush Radio Online, Diverse Media Group, LLC, man. All day, every day. Team Studios is located at 752, you know what I'm saying, or 137th Street, Bronx, New York. Yeah, you know what it is, man. We live in the building. And also, man, don't forget this Saturday. I'm talking about this Saturday. I'm talking about tomorrow night, people. It goes down. Your girl, Lushy Lush, the whole squad of Lush Radio will be live in the DMV, broadcasting live E2K on the spot. The event of the year of 2010 that you've all been waiting for. Lush Radio Online in conjunction with Rock Solid Entertainment is doing the open mic, Heart of the City open mic, and Libra Birthday Bash, the continuation of DJ Choose B-Day Bash. We celebrating DJ Choose B-Day and Boost from Hood Punishes DVD. We got your boy Wordsmith from the DMV performing live. We got special guest appearances by Easy Street, Two-Face the Wild Boy, DJ DNA, Honey Management, Hood Punishers, Team Studios, E2K Magazine, and Music is Life, Capital Magazine. All the media is going to be there. Drink specials, you know what I'm saying, from 8 to 12 o'clock. Who does that? We partying all the way at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know what I mean? It's 10 to get in. 10 to get in. It's located at 1917 9th Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., 2001 Queen Makeda, man. Make sure all your music is edited. No profanity, man. RSVP now or see you at the door. You know what I'm saying? Log on to www.lushradioonline.com and get more info. DJs on the 1 and 2, 95.5. DJ Heat is going to be live in the building. DJ Lady Blaze, Johnny Blaze, and DJ Truth, man. Our hostess with the mostest is Sarah Keys and Big Business, man. And you know your girl, Lushy Lush, going to be live in the building, man. And we turned up, man. It's about to be crazy out there. They're going to hear about this event. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be talking about this joint, like, you know what I'm saying, all the way to, like 2013, man. Like, nobody do it how we do it. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy right now. I'm excited right now, man. Come through. Come support. Come check with the kid. Come sit with the queen. And, you know, I'm going to open up the line for the hottest, the sexiest, the one, the only, my co-host, Future Guru. What up?
Hey, Lush, I heard that song was right there. That was a mean little track right there. So, you know, it's hot and not. It's Get the Fuck Out of Here Fridays. I just put it on Twitter that we're going there. I told him to call in. I told him to log on. You know what it is. Shout out to my boy, Money L, for real. I just got off the phone with him, and he got that video popping with incredible bars called Ask Yourself. It's a tribute to the late Gangstar Guru. You know, so, y'all go ahead and check that out on YouTube, Incredible Bars. So what's good, Lush? You know, I'm here. I know you're going to have fun at that event tomorrow, man. I just
want
to say congratulations to you and DJ Lady Blaze. I know this is the first of many, you know, for you and just keep doing your thing. You know, shout out to the whole DMV that support Lush. Shout out to the haters, you know, that don't support Lush, because we see you and we're going to roll right over you. That's all I got to say. What's up, Lush?
Yeah. Ain't nothing much, man. I'm just excited, you know what I'm saying? The anxiety, all of that, you know what I'm saying? I was a little bit under the weather this week, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm here. I'm ready. You know, I'm good to go right now. Also, I got to let everybody know that we're getting ready for the Give Thanks dinner that we do every year with E2K Magazine, Lush Radio Online, and Street Queens, The Movement, and many more people. We give back to the homeless, and we give back to single parents that just might have not enough, you know, or just don't have time to cook this year. So we're going to cook for y'all. Y'all come and eat, you know what I mean? And that's how we give back. We actually have it set for, like, the week of the 20th, 21st. We're accepting donations right now. Email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com or E2K on the spot. And know if you want to donate, and that's at gmail.com if you would like to donate and help out and help somebody other than yourself. You know what I mean? For real.
That sounds like the plan. I hope everybody participates. that can and, you know, support the movement because, you know, we don't just, you know, help, we don't just help people online. We help people in the streets too. So if you want to, you know, you can't eat something like from your monitor. So go ahead and support. Let's get out there and get that food. We can't hand you no chicken from while you online sitting up there typing. We can't hand you no turkey. So you got to get out. You got to get up and get out. You know, that's what we doing, man. I hope y'all don't just think we online, man. We in the streets. That's why we got Lush Girls International. You know, that's why we got Team ENT1. You know, they got our back, you know, and I got Lush back. Lush got my back. Emma got our back. We got Emma's back. How about that?
Definitely. Make sure y'all check out E2K magazine online. Our boy, our graphic designer over here, Omar, is definitely working his magic for us over here with these websites and stuff. He's putting the final touches on the E2K joint, man. He's working on the Less Radio site. We're gonna have all the different hosts and stuff, pictures and everything on there. You know, and their times and their shows when they come on and stuff, that's going to be up there soon. Also, I just received, you know, a call from a DJ. We might have another DJ to add, you know, to the cycle on Mixdown Tuesdays. You know, shout out to DJ True. And we in November, we're going to do the Hostess with the Mostest. So we're going to be doing a contest for y'all out there that think y'all got what it takes to be a host on Lush Radio Online. We're going to do a competition and see who wins. You know what I mean?
Yeah, DJ Truth. Shout out to DJ Truth. Shout out to DJ Truth. Everybody know who DJ Truth is. I got cats, you know, hollering at me. They know he was fam. Yes, he's fam, you know. So, you know, y'all need to recognize this Mixdown Tuesday, 6 p.m. right here on Lush Radio Online. I don't know what you're trying to hear, but you need to hear DJ Truth bringing it to you, you know, courtesy of Lush Radio Online. Lush is doing big things. DJ Truth doing big things, man. So, you can't stop us. You might as well get with us right now. You know, get your days of the week in order because we on 6 nights a week. We're going to give you all a chance to rest on Sunday. How about that?
Oh, let's talk about some stuff that's new in the news and stuff like that. I just noticed that a lot of people is definitely, you know what I'm saying, rocking the wood chains, man. That's like the new style now. Like, people ain't even, they not rocking the black diamonds no more, you know, the fake. A lot of people ain't rocking the fake. Now they rocking the wood chain, son. That's like the new Thug Dizzle. I can give y'all guys a sight. You know what I mean? Big Boy got one. A lot of the stars are wearing it. You know, they putting jewels and everything in it and stuff. So, like, you know, a lot of people is checking it out. So, like, if you guys are into that, I think I'm going to get a wood chain for everybody on Lush Radio Online. It's the new style now. You know what I'm saying? They do custom stuff. They do custom rings. You know what I'm saying? They do the Young Money team got some of them joints. Lloyd, a couple of people got them joints. So the wood chain is like the new thing now. I might actually cop a couple of my Lush Radio family a couple of wood chains and stuff, you know, with the custom joint. Lush Radio and put like Future Guru at the bottom or some shit like that or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
We gonna get the new style of wood chain. Or even we might even hit them up and say, yo, what's goody? We can holler at them as a sponsor. But we gonna work on a wood chain. If you're looking for a nice spot to get your wood chain out, go to Goodwood NYC, goodwoodnyc.com, and you can check out and you can order your wood chain, man. We giving y'all what's new. That's the new trend going on, the wood chain, you know what I mean? They do everything. They make the big old bulky joint that just, like, make your neck, like, snap off. They do all that. It's crazy. Yo, and make sure y'all call in at 347-826-7722 and tell us your Twitter, man. Come in on the Twitter check-in, man. Let us know what's popping with you. We got a new song from your boy Fred the Godson. He got a little sample from your man Biggie, Too Fat. He's kind of doing some wordplay on, you know, playing on his size and stuff. I mean, he definitely goes in on the song. Shout out to Boot of the Future, you know what I mean, for showing us mad love. Shout out to everybody that's doing stuff on Halloween. You want to be in New York, holler at your girl. Also, shout out to everybody for Howard Homecoming. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be packed. Don't forget, next weekend, I want to have your girl, Lethalist, live in the building with us. DJ Instinct and Boot of the Future live in the studio with us. So it's going down, man. Fellas, stay tuned. Never know what Lethalist might do. Huh? You know? That's one of them days Ghoul need to be in the building.
Yeah, I definitely need to be in the building because we do live, you know, we might have to get some things in common, you know. I ain't going to play with it, you know. I'll let her know straight up what I'm all about.
Oh, man.
Hey, say no more. I wait till she get on the air. I wait till she get here.
You was off the hook, man. You know, you was off the hook, seriously, man. Another thing, man, I don't know if a lot of people have been checking it out, but I know Lethalist and Brian Pumper, I mean, have been just going back and forth on, you know, on Worldstar about, you know, each other and stuff. So she's gonna air it out next week, Friday, and tell us exactly, you know, how it all got started and everything like that and stuff. And shout out to all those people that's doing their thing out there, you know, in the industry and stuff. And shout out to all the fake people lying about they doing this and they doing that and they really not doing nothing. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Get the fuck out of here. You know, DJ Toof is doing his thing, man. You know, he's definitely doing a lot of work and stuff, man. For your independent artists, we are working on the Lush Radio Online mixtape. That will be available, and every time we do an event, we'll have that available for the patrons that come to the events and stuff. So be the first to be on the Lush Radio Online mixtape. It's going down, hosted by DJ Truth himself, you know what I mean, and many more. So like I said, call in at 347-826-7722. Shout out to Knott, you know what I'm saying, the super producer. Hopefully we had Knott live in the building with us. We're going to go to the phone line. We definitely got to call alive in the building. Lush Radio Online. Let's go. Let's get it popping. Caller from the 347. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What it do, baby? What it do?
What it do, Big Lush? It's Money L. Monty, you heard me?
What up, Money L? Long time no hear, son. What it do?
What it do, Guru?
I just talked him up.
That's what it is.
About,
you know what I mean? It's out in the air.
I just told him about the video. Yeah.
What's up, man? Money, you know, L, I mean, I've been checking out, you know what I'm saying, the video. If y'all listening right now, Money L, he's been doing this thing, you know. He was on the project with us. You see his face in that joint, you know, the whole, you know, Welcome to Marcy and situation that did crazy numbers on the internet, retarded, you know what I'm saying? And he was the whole founder of that whole situation for us to come through. You know what I mean? With AK Chop, G to K, and all them, and Vinny Idol. But now he got a new project. I mean, he's in there getting his acting on, looking real good up there, looking like some character or something, you know, doing his thing up there, you know, acting. You know, that's a tribute to Guru, rest in peace, from Gangsta.
Yeah, rest in peace, Gangsta.
Yeah. You know, so
now,
tell
I mean,
us about that situation, son.
Well, what it is, right, my people, you know, just in case is my boy or whatever. You know, a lot of people didn't understand that he was a rapper before he became, like, this management and thing, but he was a rapper. So, you know what I mean? I've been telling Justin, you got to get back in the studio and record your records, man. So, Incredible, the other guy that's on the record with him, Incredible, that's Icarus, that's Diamond Redman, that's his cousin, like, you know what I mean? And Incredible literally was like, he's older than us. He's been doing him for years. So him and Justin got in the studio. You know what I mean? Justin running with the name Dollamentary. For all y'all that don't know, just in case, you know, y'all probably see him on Twitter, but that's Dollamentary, you know what I'm saying, on his music side. So they recorded this record, and I was listening to it, and I'm like, yo, so then my boys, Industry Elite, did the video, you know what I'm saying? My boys, you know, so they came up with the concept of like, yo, they got to, they're going to do the tribute to Gangsta old just to get a rap video. So I'm like, word. So Justin was like, yo, L, I need you to play that part. And I don't really get in videos, because, you know, I play the back, Lush, you know what I'm saying?
Huh?
I say the background, so I'm like, matter of fact, I'm going to jump into it because I know exactly what the video is about and I know what it's going to bring, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like I said, I wanted to show love because at the end of the day, I grew up on Gangsta. I loved every record that, like, that whole him and Premier. Like, I love Premier. Like, he's, like, the illest producer out, underrated producer out. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't give him his props, but, you know, I take my hat off to them dudes. But definitely I wanted to be a part of that. And, like I said, you know, we did the video and it came out crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's why I want everybody, you know, get on your YouTube or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You just Google or just get on your YouTube and put in Incredible or Dollamentary and just put the name of the video is Ask Yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's about, you know, about people out there fronting. If y'all not familiar with the video that Gangsta came out with, it was just saying, like, you know what I'm saying? It's either you're going to give up the jewels, get robbed, or, you know what I'm saying, you're going to give up your life. Nobody out here is going to die from that material. You know what I'm saying? Go and get that back. You know what I'm saying? People put materialistic up for their life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got to care more about your life than, you know, material things, but you can always get that back. And that's, just, you know, that's the whole concept of the video, you know. Stop risking your life for material things. You know what I mean?
Yes. I seen that. And you was definitely getting your ass, you know, you jumped out the car. You healed up after Duke Money shot you. You just got up, you know what I'm saying? Came back up the hill. A couple of days later, you came back for shorty.
Never less, at the end of the day, everybody can relate to that video that live in the, you know what I'm saying, I grew up in the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Every part of everybody's hood is that was going on, you know what I'm saying? People thinking like, all right, I'm gonna rob somebody and think you're gonna be walking the streets like everything is all sweet, and it's not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, especially if you walking in the same around the same neighborhood where you already shot the dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, like that's not cool. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, everything play a part. You know, you gotta always take the good with the bad. You know, the good is, yeah, you're gonna be happy for a couple of days, and the bad
you was dressing real good up in that video over there, Money L. You know what I'm saying?
Look at Lush, give him up, pass it up, Lush. I love that. That's big Lush right there. You know, so y'all all hear it. Yo, Lush, this is documented, baby. Lush giving me my shout out. I love it. Yo, cool,
yo,
you hear me?
I'm saying, what's up, Scorsese? All of y'all cats that's looking for actors, man. Y'all need to holler at Money L. He doing his thing, man.
Yeah. You know, your budget. I ain't gonna eat your budget either. I'm gonna take it light. I'll do whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just as long as I don't gotta downgrade myself. I'm, you know what I mean? I'm pretty.
As long as he don't got wear no eyeliner, he good.
Nah, I ain't doing all that, baby. That's when I'm a Jordan line. Like, who is that? I think it was Dave Chappelle. I said he went in the office one day. They were trying to get him to do some crazy shit, and he walked the fuck out. I'm doing the same thing. It ain't happening. I don't care what kind of money's on that table.
You ain't putting on no dress, right?
It ain't nothing happening, baby. I ain't doing that. It ain't turning out like that. Because at the end of the day, I'm to the streets. I don't care about that Hollywood life. I'm to the streets. And I got to come home to the streets. And my people, if they not feeling it, then, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I'm trying to uplift my people. You know what I'm saying? I don't need my people thinking they got to dress up like a woman to get roles. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to cross over to that market. We could just stay to ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Keep it true. Because at the end of the day, what they practicing anyway. You know what I'm saying?
I wish you was available to come through this Saturday, man, tomorrow. You know, it's our big event, man. You know, I really wish you could come through, you know. But you know, you're such a busy man, you know what I mean?
It's in D.C., right? I got to go to Pennsylvania. I got an event I got to do out there tomorrow and Sunday, you know what I'm saying? I'm running around, but I'd love to be out there, man. Shit.
I've been
seeing it. It's been heavily promoted, you know what I'm saying? I like that. I see y'all doing y'all thing. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people that I know about it was like, yo, you know, Lux doing her thing out there in D.C. She got a show, you know what I mean, going on. I'm like, yeah, I know. I see it. So, y'all definitely doing that promoting thing.
Yo, Guru been going hard. All the different squads that's supporting the situation is going hard. Everybody, that's like on everybody's mouth right now. You know what I'm saying? Even the haters
is in it. You need it there, though. Like, at the end of the day, the haters is the one that's going to make you or break you. You know what I'm saying? Haters. Yo, hold on. I wanted to talk to y'all about something real serious, yo. You know what I'm saying? Not to knock nothing. Can I voice my opinion, Les?
Well, go in, man. Let's get the fuck out of here Fridays. Who you telling to get the fuck out of here? Let's go.
Nah, it's not even. I'm talking about all the record labels out there, because at the end of the day, I'm supposed to be getting a job in one of the record companies. I ain't over the exploring them. I'm in, but that's in the makings or whatever. I'm supposed to be getting a nice little desk job. I'm going to get a nice little desk job. They trying to make me a little A&R out there. I'm going to do it anyway, because at the end of the day, I'm trying to make a check-in. But I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about this fucking label out here. You know what I'm saying? They all bullshit. It's an artist out here. He's not even an artist. I ain't going to, like, I don't knock nobody doing anything, right? But I've been watching this shit for a while. Is this guy named 50 Tyson? Is y'all familiar with this shit?
Nah, man. Go ahead. Go ahead, though. Elaborate.
I got put on to game yesterday. I was watching it on YouTube. This guy named 50 Tyson. He looked just like 50 Cent and Tyson. He's signed to Atlantic now. Atlantic signed this kid. He's not even talented. Like, he got no talent. He's just a kid, like, I think he's kind of special. You know what I'm saying? I don't knock it. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, nah, he's special. He's a special kid.
Yeah.
Nah, he got special tendency, like, so he was on a YouTube, he was rapping about, like, remember that Mike Jones kid? He was rapping, but, like, picture of Mike Jones, but horrible. He was, like, 50 Tyson, like, 80 different times in a song, and it was so horrible, and I think he got over, like, 1 million views, because people, you know, they like stupid shit like that. And Atlantic jumped on it and signed them, you know what I'm saying? When I know for a fact, I see talented artists go up to, I didn't explode the label. Talented artists go up to different record companies and get turned away. You know what I'm saying? Go up there with their material. People would buzz. Look, my man Nas was crying, telling Def Jam, look, I want, they offered him $200,000 for his budget. The legendary Nas. Come on, man. What is wrong with these record companies? They're signing, like, you know what I'm saying, gimmicks, and that's not cool. Like, they telling all the kids that's coming up who, you know what I'm saying, who had dreams, telling them, like, you don't have to have talent. You know what I'm saying? All you got to have is to do something stupid, and I will sign you. Like, you know what I'm saying? They are really trying to take our culture, our music, and
that's been going on. The whole sellout situation, man, it's like, they ain't no talent. The ones that are talented, but see, at the end of the day, like we said before, the talented ones don't got no budget. And at the end of the day, realistically, this whole thing is a money game. They ain't speaking no talent, nothing. They speaking a money game. And if you are a good artist and you have the budget, yeah, you could put it out there. If there was more good artists that had a budget, we wouldn't be listening to this nonsense. But it's more people that are terrible artists that have a budget. So we're subjected to this mess.
I know, that's why we
Well, we allow this to happen, and then we also have the consumer. What does the consumer say? Do they fight about it?
The consumer is fighting about it. At the end of the day, they fight. But the thing is, you know, we don't really, us as people, we don't really buy into the thing. It's the other side of the people. You know what I'm saying? Not to spoil that, because I know how the internet is all over the place. It's the other people that's really buying into it. Because at the end of the day, like, I don't make people paying this no mind, but I study music. You know what I'm saying? I study our culture. And I see how they want our genre of music to die down, because they're figuring they don't like how we've been. Hip hop wasn't supposed to last this long. It was supposed to be a trend that died years ago. And they looking like, damn, it ain't nice. So if they take away the talented artists, take the budgets away from them, you know what I'm saying, and put the stupid shit that's gonna die, that's gonna kill hip hop. You know what I'm saying? But people not really seeing that. I really would like to start this campaign to save our music, man, because that's our voice. You know what I'm saying? They killed the dream, Martin Luther King. They killed Malcolm. They killed everything. Like, every voice we had, they destroyed. You feel me? Now that we got hip-hop, who is a voice to us right now, who is speaking like, yo, you know, they spoke out. Now they trying to destroy that, too. You know what I'm saying? What we going to have in the future? You know what I'm saying?
This is the thing, Money L, though. Like you say, right, we got a lot of people that are in power that have that power in that hip-hop that don't speak out. Why? Because those other people have their hand in their pocket, because they are the ones that are providing that money in their pocket. So they choose to just say, hey, let them kill it, you know?
Yeah, because, you know, they rich, but that's why they'll take a selective few who, you know what I'm saying, they'll take a selective few and throw a little money in their pocket, and they'll turn on their own anyway, you know what I'm saying, because they've been foul, they don't care. But, you know what I'm saying, we need to really stand up. Man, I see a lot of artists today, like, sign, slipping out, talking about, I want the hell off of Def Jam, because at the end of the day, they don't support our music. they're not going to put out real music. They'll put out some garbage, you know what I'm saying? And that's not cool. Like, you know what I mean? They need to really, not them, because they're going to do what they're going to do regardless. But us as people, we need to stick together, man, and stop saying we're going to stick together and really do it, you know what I mean? Really goddamn do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Every time, like, I know Google, I know y'all run, because I've been doing it. I've been running into a lot of brick walls coming up trying to promote my artist. Like, I feel like this. My art, I got talented. I got a whole bunch of artists that I'm working with, you know what I'm saying? And I know for a fact most of them, well, all of them got some kind of special talent. I don't just rock with people because I think they're hot. No, I don't like hot people. You're hot for a moment. I don't like that. I like people that have real talent, you know what I'm saying? And that's who I'm going to be working with in the future. All that, you're hot, get away from me, you know what I'm saying? I like talent. Yeah. When 50 came, Jay came, Nas came, all these people had some kind of talent, you know what I'm saying? Now they're getting these people that I don't understand. Like, they get one song and that's it. You know what I mean?
Google, you there with us still?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Money L dropping the jewels right now. That's good right there to hear because, you know, a lot of people was misled, misinformed, and, you know, I appreciate them just dropping, coming on the show and dropping the jewel because, you know, a lot of these people just don't even have a clue. You still got to have talent just because you see, like the other cat you just mentioned, get on. You know, you still should be working on your craft. You should still be trying to be perfect with your bars. Get the perfect producer for you to match your flow, you know? It takes more than just getting somebody to say, oh, my man, do beats.
Yeah, man.
Don't even match your flow, like, you know what I mean? That's why a lot of cats is failing. Nobody likes their joints, you know?
Yeah, man.
I've been joints and cats, I don't even like them joints, man. That's why I don't even respond. Because I could tell them up, I chop them up on Twitter, but, you know, what's the point, man? I could just tell them, go back to the drawing board. I'm going to keep it simple as that. You know, go back to the drawing board. That's what you used to say. That's real. Go back
to the drawing board. But you know what, Google? You know what? You would tell them that, right? But then they'll do something stupid, and the label would tell them, oh, yeah, give me that. You know what I'm saying? And so... Because the label know, like, oh, okay, if you know what I'm saying, they're not going to support this, but I'm going to promote this to those. Because any record today, to be honest, any record, if it's a real hot, I don't give a fuck, if it's a Nas record right now, if they put the budget behind a Nas record the same way they put the budget behind that kid Drake album, it would do way better than that. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. That's Nas, dog. I don't care what you say. I'm going to always buy a Nas record. You know what I'm saying? I don't buy these new kids' records because they don't make records for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't like a hot song or dance. I don't want to dance. You know what I'm saying? Dancing. We got too much talent going on in the world right now to be dancing. You feel me? It's good to go to the club and shake, but I'm just saying, I need to know what's going on. And none of these records that I'm hearing today got nothing to do with what's going on. The people that really want to speak about that, they're not promoting them. They're telling them, no, your album is not good enough. You know what I'm saying? Get out of here with that. I don't want to hear that. You know what I mean? And that's real short. I'm some real shit. Every record, every artist out right now that they say is hot, what the hell are they saying? What kind of records are they making? You know what I'm saying? Nothing.
Damn,
I like Rick Ross. I think Rick Ross is one of the hottest artists out right now, but his records ain't really saying nothing. You know what I'm saying?
His name is Big Meech. Larry Hoover.
Nah. Nah.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. But it's the truth, though. A lot of artists ain't talking about nothing. Hi, baby. How are you doing today? You saying hi to everybody? Today? Hi.
Who that, love?
That's the little one he held right there, man. He's speaking out. He said, I got you, Dad. I feel you, man. I feel you, son.
Are you talking about my little man? Not my little guy. Yeah, he over there. He going to be worse than me. This boy mouth is crazy. Yo, look, I'm telling you, he's stuff, and he ain't happy. He ain't happy with what's going on. You mad? Because I'm going to pray for him, Lux. His generation is going to be screwed. Because they ain't going to understand. They're not going to understand.
This generation is, even with the school system, it's dumbed down. Everything is dumbed down, yo. From the music to the school to everything. Everything's dumbed down, man. They're consuming everybody with a whole bunch of nonsense. But it's a couple of few people that, you know, understand what they're dealing with, what's going on. That's why we got to fight against the machine, man. But I'm going to go ahead and play this song. This is a throwback. I like this song. It's from the Dungeon Family right here. We'll be right back on Lush Radio Online, back with Money L and Guru. It's called Watch for the Hook, man. Y'all remember this joint, the Dungeon Family. Goody Mob, your man Cool Breeze, and Outkast. Let's go.
Remember in one crew been so diverse. Trying to outdo the last verse that I burst, that is my curse. Your knight in rhyme and armor, sentimentalist slay all grand dragons. Grab the sharpest number two, then I'm stabbing. Somebody let me hold a number two pen because they check. Somebody let me hold a number two pen because they check. I fly through the night, yeah. Music hard with some Sprite. Lyrics we put inside ya. Listen to these ATL riders. Keep your head straight. The streets full of snakes, slithering. Making deals, delivering. That we got you shivering. Paranoia. 1500, go to the lawyer. Haven't paid his rent. Dollars and cents. Still in big bulls. Put up a fence. We're moving on till the crew is on. They gon' bang plus drain you like the phone. Then I'm rolling, now get it touch the phone.
Tell me home, anybody disrespect my zone, we gon' get it on till we get it gone. In your mind, get it right, you get it wrong, or you gon' get shot out of
your phone. I didn't find you wasn't right, same cop, take a skull spin. Get rid of bigger looking niggas, she's out of shoulders. I'm out that type of rolling, I'll give me on. Back to where we start, pick up a spot, we keep them all dead. Cop me for the last five, so I take your hair. So much with the lead, I'm a girl.
Look here, been here, this year. This one is five to lay it down around here. Gold and the platinum all over the wall. If you ever take the book, yo, it had big balls. Down hard more than one time. Yo, I hit it, get it gone, now I'm out of mine. Went from hood captain letters to the hunter's folk. People still talking about the last rhyme I wrote. 87 was the year that I first set 10. I'm hollering at me, doing time in the pen. I say,
no, no, boy, I crept in. Stepping all over your best friend. No way in. The lyrical last ends. The smoke, I said, since. The young and the rest, some of the best in the dirty south and Midwest. Hemisphere, they wanna be the fear. The plan to be your eyes. Go run these verses to make you see the tear. Try to dock it, I put my plug off in their glove socket. No, the DCF is gone forever. Lock it down.
This GTS for Timo, who's known as a teacher. Stop rest, young brother, bringing a pain through your speaker. It's like a disease to feed for the cheese you need. I'm up and ease and feeling, exhibited chilling while dealing with the devil himself. Increase my wealthy, more than 10 times the average living wage. Kind of drug me, these days are changing rapidly. Steady taxes, creative, be maximized with proper investment. Can't be hesitant with them dead presidents. Or you lose, or you can lose your cash, but don't choose.
Whatever time, I
know a whole lot of brothers in the rap game, but most of them are in it for the shiny things. They wanna smash all 10, maybe stack about 4. They wanna live in the house, but don't want no grassy growth. See, what you need to do is learn the tricks of the trade. Go to work, put it down, and then get paid. If only two of us don't get caught for making a sale, I'm one, and if you the other, bro, I can't tell. Ain't nobody that can come in and get in the zone. Trying to kill 4 birds with about 15 stones. The C stands for Cool Breeze, who's known as the champ. Calhoun, the coolest cutter at camp.
Hey, my ones and my twos got your whole town shook. You better listen to your corner and watch for the hook.
The C stands for Cool Breeze, who's known as the champ. Straight Calhoun, the coolest cutter at camp.
Hey, my ones and my twos got your whole town shook. You better listen to your corner and watch for the hook.
Yo, what up? This Amiz, and you rocking out with my girl on LushRadioOnline.com. The energy in here is crazy, baby. I love it. Famous Enterprises, Amiz.
What's the business? This is Mia Michelle, and when I'm in the DMV, I always show love to my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online. You just officially.
This your boy MJ Hustler, and when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online. One world, one movement, one voice.
Yeah, I know what it is. Your girl Lushy Lush back in the building. And you know what I'm saying? That was a throwback right there. Watch for the hook. Some people coming in for the shiny things. You better listen to your corner and watch for the hook. But yeah, that was the Dungeon Family, man. That was a throwback right there for the people. Some of y'all remember that joint. You know what I mean? We live in the building with your boy, Money L, and Future Guru. And I think we also got a caller from the 301 live in the line with us. We're going to bring him in a second. It's Follow Fridays. We want you to call in, tell us where you're calling from and everything. We're talking about the rap game, and, you know what I'm saying, and certain things that need to be changed. Caller from the 301, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
What's up? You know what this is. This Red is coming from that representing that D.C. Maryland VA.
This who?
What is this? Yeah, what's
Red,
up, baby?
What's up with you, Red?
What's up with y'all?
Red, you better be coming to my event, man, tomorrow, man. You need to be in the building, dog.
I'm going to try to come in there. I'm going to definitely try to be up in there. I'm going to do my best to make sure I'm in there, okay?
It's going down, man. You need to be in the building, man, for real.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely make sure I'll be up in there. So, you know I got you.
So, Tell the people, we're talking about this rap game and everything, man. What's your opinion on the rap game right now? Like, you feel like the consumer, like a lot of people, you know what I mean, are basically getting signed and they're just putting out nonsense? Or do you feel like, you know, the game is changing and, you know, actually good rappers are getting a chance, or you think it's headed for the worst? What you think?
I think, Will, first of all, I mean, most of these record companies are owned by the majors is owned by these white people, you know. And it seems like they really don't want to target the black people that got something to say to uplift other black people. That's how I see it, because they let anybody get on, they got anything to say that really don't have no substance. You know what I'm saying? You just rapping about money they really don't have or drugs they never really sold. Blood's a Crip. They come out with these little goofy dances, which is cool for the club, but at the same time, rappers don't really have nothing to say. It's like people ain't reading books or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Read a book, and maybe that'll help you with your lyrics. You know what I'm saying? That's how I see it like that. It's like, you know what I'm saying? They talk to these people that just, I don't know, it's just a lot of negativity, just like in movies. They always got the movies of people killing and the action and sex sales. It really ain't really, you're not learning nothing listening to these fuckers, nothing. And that's just the kind of time we in.
You know, I'm a Tupac fanatic, right? I was walking and watching a Tupac documentary, right? And, you know, Tupac, you know what I'm saying, is originally from New York, right?
Yeah.
And moved to Baltimore, you know what I'm saying, went to a school of arts and then went over to California. Tupac was a very articulate young man. He could write poetry and everything like that, you know. And he was also a dancer and everything. But at the end of the day, like, he knew how to articulate himself. If you watch his interviews, he was wise beyond his time, you know. And a lot of these MCs, I don't even know how they're rappers because they can't read. Half of them can't read. Half of them, I don't know what the hell they're saying. It really sounds like a lot of them need to go back to school, you know. And you have an interview with him like, yeah, you know what I'm saying, yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, you wanna fucking say something other than that? Like, I mean, it's sad. Like, I mean, you can sit here and say, yeah, I'm a slapper butt. Yeah, I'm a slapper butt. And then all of a sudden you got a record deal. It don't make no sense.
Well, that goes,
just,
I mean,
it's like they giving record deals out of the at the freaking Jack in the Box or something, you know what I mean? The freaking gumball machine. It makes no sense. It's really sad. You got anything else to share on that, Red?
I'm gonna say this is like some asshole. People need to just stop buying what's popular. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wanna get what's $9.99 at Best Buy every Tuesday. Ain't no wrong with it. If you wanna listen to Gucci, listen to Gucci. If you wanna listen to Walker, listen to Walker. But go ahead, get that cannabis out. Go ahead, spend that $16.99 is worth it. That joint vicious. Go ahead and get that Currency album. Get some real hip hop. Go ahead and get them Tech Nines and get them you know what I'm saying, Most Def. You know what I'm saying? People need to, a lot of people sit back and just complain about the industry. It's artists out here making good music. They just not, promotion is different nowadays. People ain't really watching music videos no more. So it's really no sense to really make a music video. You know what I'm saying? So people need to go out there and target these rappers that they know got something to say besides just buying what they play in the club. What they play in the club is just for show, man. You really ain't gonna get nothing out of it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I always make sure I buy from underground artists that got something to say. You know, so we got a part of that too. Even though everybody feel like rap sucks, but everybody want to get that Soulja Boy and Walker Flocker, but don't want to get real rap. If you gonna get that, you gotta get the other. Yeah, he got charisma, don't he? He got charisma. I give him that, you know.
Gucci, Randy. Guru, what's your feedback on what Red just touched on from the DMV?
Hey, I just feel like, I mean, the state of hip-hop is in the need of a renaissance, man. So we looking for the answers right now. I can definitely respect his opinion, but I just think that we just need a renaissance. We need somebody to make it over, keep doing what they do if they on the right lane, you know, and just keep grinding, man. I just, you know, I'm dissatisfied with a lot of what I hear right now. People don't have no idea of the legacy and the culture, man.
For real, somebody needs to give them a history lesson again. Money L, you wanna touch on that?
Money L, what's up, man? Yeah, I'm here. You can hear me?
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, you can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, I heard what fans from the DMV was saying. Like I said, we all it's everybody who is like real. You know what I'm saying? Real hip hop head is gonna be saying the same thing. Because at the end of the day, like we all need a voice to speak out to the newer generation that's coming after us, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, them party records that them stupid rocker flockers and all them stupid kids rapping about is not going to guide these new generation into the, you know what I'm saying, like the schooling we went to, like, they never going to have a KRS-One or, you know what I'm saying, a Rakim. They're never going to have a, you know what I'm saying, EPMD. They're never going to have, they're not going to get those kind of music, you know what I'm saying? I grew up on that kind of music, you know what I'm saying? And I love that music. That music kept me out of trouble, you feel me? That music kept me, yo, I got to hear the new joint, you know what I'm saying? I got to see the new joint video. Now, these kids, with the stupid music these kids is making, you know what I'm saying? It's not motivating nobody. It's not moving them. That's why these little kids out here wilding. They turn into the, you know what I'm saying? They turn into everything. TV is showing them it's okay to be, it's okay to come out the closet and do all that crazy stuff. Everything, like I said, everything is messed up, Rush. Like I said, you know, it's not teaching them that, but we had, like I said, we had Tupac. Tupac, like, and I like that you said that you, you know what I'm saying, Tupac's one, because that's one of my favorites. That man, like everybody, like I said, everybody looked at the thuggest part of Tupac, you know what I'm saying? And that's like the, Tupac became a thug when he had to, you know what I'm saying? He said one real thing. Like, I remember when Jesus said, yo, he had to come as everybody else so people could look at him. Tupac said he had to come like a thug for people to listen to him. Because if Tupac really came out rapping like Most Def and him, nobody would listen to him. You know what I'm saying? He came out on some other shit. And like I said, you know, he had a voice. And they took away that voice. You know what I'm saying? They took that voice away. You know what I mean? Everybody that have a voice, they're going to take it away. You know what I'm saying? They don't want our culture music to pop. They don't want to help us. They want us all destroyed. You know what I'm saying? They don't want us here. You know what I mean? So, like I said, you know, we just got to come as a people and wake the fuck up and realize what they're doing and just, you know what I'm saying, come together. Like, I remember Prince was talking about we all need to put our money together and get our own record company. But people with the money not going to do that. You know what I mean?
We definitely need to do that, but you know what I'm saying? Look at our
people
man. They off the hook. They ain't trying to do that. And see, that's what we try to enforce here in, on Let's Radio Online is coming together and working together because it's up to us to make a change. If we don't make a change, I really feel sorry for the generation. But I got an artist that definitely, he reminds me of Tupac a little bit. I want to know what you guys think about it. You know, we're going to go into our segment of Hot or Not, since we're talking about good music. We want to know if you can relate to this song, and we want to know if it's hot or not or lukewarm, like our boy Bugsy says. His name is Melo Khan. Shout out to our girl Harriet. We had him on not too long ago, and I want to get your feedback. Is it hot or not? Melo Khan out in the West Coast. Let me know what you think.
I'm from where the cannabis grow, them hammers are blowing. Bandanas ain't something that we match with our clothes we bang. It's unfortunate we scorch the terrain, but injustice that we suffer still reluctant to change. Do a fuck in the rain, the hydro was anything but plain. Niggas move with such vacuous aim, I'll engage in real conversation if allowed to. I live in a city where negativity surrounds you. Easier said, but control your mind. A lot of times our very struggle is our own design. We get swole with pride, neighborhoods collide. What would happen if Pac lived another dude? To die. Never mind, I'm just tripping, man, my shoes untied. Either you positive or negative, so choose a side. Even I keep a pistol, cause these fools have tried to put a young focused brother on the news at 5 or 6.
I can't let it stop me. Focus on making life easy. If you give life a chance, you can do it. Breathe in, breathe out, easy. Don't worry, don't miss me. You'll see.
heard the saying, stop and smell the roses. We be moving too fast to even notice the small things, shucking and jiving, a 9 to 5 or out there on the corner just eyeing a slice of pie. And the everyday grinding is blinding us to the science. See, all we know is math, but we don't know the half. So tell me when the last time you sat with yourself and tried to understand the reason for your place on the shelf. Why you next to the peas instead of next to the cheese? Why we lose our self-respect to gain respect from the streets? When the last time you slowed that lack down to a nice beat? Heard a nice song or felt a nice breeze? Felt love was the only thing you might need. You ever had a real friend that you can call that? Me and you done been through some shit, homie, that's worth more than any lifestyle you can give to me. Now count that.
I can't let it fight me. Focus on making life easy. If you give life a chance, you can do it to make it easy. Breathe in, breathe out easy. Don't worry, believe me. You'll see it can be what you make it.
Your boy Prince, 950 plus, and when we in the DMV area, we riding with our girl Lush
on Lush Radio Online. Cheer.
Yeah, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building with your boy Future Guru, Money L, and Rez, and we're talking about the hip hop game, man. Right now, we're in our segment of Hot or Not. I want to get your feedback. Was it hot or not? Guru, what you think about that joint, Guru?
Yeah. My man had a nice flow, and it definitely goes in line with the girl that was singing in the background. You know, everybody can't pull off something like that, you know, so people got to get into concepts of where they really going with their music. If you want a hot R&B artist on your joint, then you got to make it work. You can't just put them on there if they can't sing. You can't put a dude on your R&B record or R&B artist on your hip hop track that can't sing, but she had a nice little voice, so I'm definitely gonna get out of lowercase H, and my man's flow was definitely on point with that track. Yeah,
yeah. That's what's up.
Nah, that's that little background music right there, man. Money, yeah, what you think about that joint, son? I rock with it. Son got a nice message, you know what I'm saying? I like anybody that got a message in their record. He could definitely get my
lips too.
You know what I'm saying? I definitely rock with it. Definitely hot.
That's my little con out there in Cali. Does he even sound like a typical Cali dude though?
He's not really. It's like he an artist that's a real artist. You can't really, you know what I'm saying? Because you know, if it's a gimmick, then you're gonna get it. But an artist that rap real good, I got a message. You would never tell where he's from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's real talk.
I'm more listening to his message than his voice.
That's real talk. But I say he don't sound like a typical, you know, West Coast guy. He's just a real artist, and he's definitely hot. Rez, what you think about that? Hot or not?
We got something to say. Nice little smooth, laid back. Like you said, we wouldn't know he's from the West Coast again. We definitely got something to say. A gimmick or something catchy, so it's definitely not, you know.
That's what's up. We got some more music in the office from y'all. I got this song from your boy Amiz out of Mass. His name is Amiz. It's called Valor. I want to know if it's hot or not.
I got the soul of a Marcus Garvey, slash Langston Hughes, slash old guitar playing the blues. The style of Versace, a Louis Vuitton properly, placed on a runway model. I'm the prophecy. I got a flow worth about a few tons of gold, stashed away. The IRS just audited me, cause if I bring it out, the appraisal is so high, I could probably fuck up the economy. You don't want it with me. I'm the bomb like Habib, Muhammad Aheem. I'm the walking martyr. If I blow up, I'm taking everybody with me. V-Twizzy waiting for little TC. Even though by the time you reach 16, They most likely upgraded to a V16. What's integrated in V16? Let us shine like 16 volts times a million. 16 volts to hold a million. I won't stop until my child straight chilling like icicle pop. So mature, my material feels right. So velour, if the timing is right, I might love her for the rest of the night. My life's so in the zone, it's only right that I soar. This is so mature, my material feels right. It's so velour, if the timing is right, I might love her for the rest of the night. I'm like so in the zone, it's only right that I soar. No calls, I'm ignoring my phone, it's on vibrate. No ringtones, I'm so grown. What I look like, leaning and rocking to a business call. That's about some profit, it's not popping. That's not an option. That's called flocking, that's not in my repertoire. Book you never read before. Memoirs, never before. Have you observed a born leader that's surrounded by metaphors? Hard times are scars, each loss is a ball. And my rise to the top is a song. See the change symbolize success at a particular moment. The more jewels, the more the accomplishments. I got a squad of men that's still starving in. Still robbing and eat, so please pardon them. You see felony charges make it hard for them.
If you're looking for that hot studio, man, you trying to drop your lyrics, man, get your mixing and mastering on, get your recording on, man, and you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221, you know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TNT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got rooms to rent. You looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on? Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got rooms for rent. Rooms for rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the Wrong.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Shout out to Team Studios, located in the Bronx, New York. That song right there was Amiz Vala. I want to know if it's hot or not, or is it lukewarm? Let me know what you think. Guru, what you think about that joint, son?
Yeah, that was the eye right there. I mean, you know, I would definitely get out of, you know, hot with a lowercase. You know, everybody, you know, got to be unique. You know, and you can step outside the box. I really, only thing I really want to say that the beat wasn't really banging. Like, you know what I mean? He was, I heard more lyrics than beats, but, you know, that's how, what I heard at first when I was just trying to hear the beat. You know, and all that. I didn't really hear no beat. So, you know, I just, you know, that's why I gave it a lowercase. You know what I mean?
Hey, that's what's up. Money, what did you think about that?
To be honest, it sounded like a whole bunch of noise. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to listen to it. His lyrics was not it. He's like, he could write, but it sounded like a whole bunch of noise to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I couldn't really hear the beat like that. I ain't really understand that one, but he can rhyme though. He can rhyme.
He can rhyme.
I think he needs a different track, though. I think he needs a different track. And we got another joint from this cat, K.I., from New York City. I want to know what y'all think about this one.
Look who stepped in the building, your boy back in effect. Can't go to the side, Gucci link on my neck. Levi's on my ass, British Knights on my feet. Gold four finger ring, make the cipher complete. Slide up to the bouncer, ain't no pat me down. I just laugh, flash and cash and throw him a pound. Throw a stack in his face, to keep strapped by my waist. Goons rush to the bar, we drink yak by the case. We ain't sip a Patron, we be linked with that brown water. Take it down and get a couple more rounds order. You more concerned about what I'm doing this. You man watching, I want two in your bitch. And my man plotting, not one but two in your bitch. Smoking little weed, then we highway through on your bitch. Ain't that some shit? It's no shame in my game, no names, I ain't playing, I seduce your bitch. Ain't that a bitch? I'm with Matt and shit, drinking by the bar, party running up the tab and shit.
Pull out the credit card and start grabbing shit. 5G's worth of liquor, we ain't drink half the shit. Just pop the damn cork and start passing it. I work the ball hard like I'm on a staff and shit. Drink after drink and I don't even have to trip. 200 to the bartender, now that's a tip. She said I like you a lot, I took her back to the lot. Had a giggling in back of the drop. She asked me questions while she giving me top. Like she just wanna know me. And I'm like, just shut up and wop. Camcorder got it set up to watch. Busy like she gon' blow me. And I'ma slap her face in my cock. She suckin' dick, eyeballin' the watch. She like IV. There was 1,000 bitches in the club, why me? You seem to admire the way the chain hangs swangin'. That's why I set you up for gangbangin'. She like, when we gon' chill again? I'm like, bitch, the next time you take that pill again. Pulled off, left her stranded like Gilligan. Yeah. I left her stranded like Gilligan, yo. Yeah.
Cheers. Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy Fred the Godson, a.k.a. Big Bronx, a.k.a. Mr. So Crazy. So crazy. And you listening to Lush Radio Online. You already know. Emma, what it do, baby? Peace.
That's what it is. That's what it is. We live on Lush Radio Online, man. And that was K.I. from New York. I want to know if it's hotter than that, man. Call in at 347-826-7722. It's Friday. Follow Fridays. Bitch. Going back to the phone line, man. Guru, what you think about that, Guru?
Well, it's like almost like a throwback hip hop track, you know, a little bit of essence right there of the whole, you know, hip hop culture. So, you know, I'm gonna respect his bars, you know, and he had a nice ill little beat, you know, to cats that really want to rip mics. That's kind of cool, cats to rip mic, rip the beat too. You gotta rip a beat, man, if it's a hot beat. Or put the mic back down. Put it on the shelf. Put it in the box. Yeah,
You crazy, Goo. You off the hook, man. Maria, what did you think about K.I.?
Hey, it wasn't nothing different than I already heard already. Like I said, it was cool. You know, it's super rap, but, you know, it ain't had no creativity in there. Like, he didn't even step out the box like Guru said with the other guy. But it's all right. It's cool. It's just, you know what I'm saying, it's the typical New York record. I didn't hear nothing special in it.
Okay.
I got
one last joint. This is an exclusive. Y'all been hearing the radio spins and everything. Shout out to my man, Fred the Godson. I want to know what y'all think about this joint. It's called Too Fat. Let me know what you think.
Bad, bad, bad boy.
I'm a bad boy,
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy, I'm a bad boy,
I'm too fat.
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 5'9", 250, gut like I'm 6 months. 5'9", 250, wherever bricks pop. I deliver with the strip once. There's only much I could give, but I took the trip once. They told me chop like this. Old head told me blend up block like this. Cokehead said he wanted rock like this. No, y'all wish I had it locked like this. Yes, sir.
What up, friend?
Yeah, just my bank account and my blood pressure. I'll see him, I'm a wrecker. Stuffed him with my gum, so he was being extra. I'll show him how to stun. Fred A-Rod, I ain't going for the bun. Shot flop a rock side, I'm laying in a cut. I'm 1,000 pounds of uncut to the gut.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy,
but
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but
I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy,
but
I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy,
but
I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
Come on, mama, my real mama in Florida. My ex-mama, I dead her, cause I was bored of her. I need more, yeah. But you don't like big boys, this is all baby fat. Come on, Kamara. She love my aura, love it when I call her. Want me to press record her. Every time I'm on her, I'm ducky fresh on her. On her, on her, on her, on her. Yeah, I mean, I'm hotter than a sauna. Fred from that back block, met her on the corner. However, I send Gucci down to the side. Spots and blocks filled with rocks. She said, stop. You want these legs, you may just wait. She said you falling off, you losing weight. Ask what I wanted to cook, and I just ate still T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and we'll just bring
friends. Yeah, I'm a bad boy, I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy, I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy,
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy, I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy, I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy, I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy, I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy, I'm too fat. B-I-G-G-I-E, a.k.a. G-O-D, get it? Biggie. B-I-G-G-I-E, a.k.a. G-O-D, get it? Biggie, the greatest ever. Peace out to Brooklyn, but I'm Big Bronx. I'm coming just for the cooking. Hey, looking, I'm fresh out of the booking. Like, take it where it need to be. Looking up, this is my warning. I will claim victory. Chewing on some juicy fruit. You can't do this to me. Flow unbelievable. Kick in the door with it. Get hypnotized when I come raw with it. Sky's the limit. They love me cause I'm nice. Mama tucked me in, gave me long kiss goodnight. They praying on my downfall. Can't see me. Please throw down some ice for the nicest MC friend.
I'm a bad boy, I'm a bad boy, I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy, I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy, I'm a bad boy, I'm too fat. 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 I'm a bad boy.
I'm a bad boy.
Fred the Godson, exclusive on Lush Radio Online, man. It's getting crazy radio play. But we want to hear from the people, man, what you think about them. Call in at 347-836-7722. I'm a bad boy. He said, what's up? My blood pressure and my bank account. Crazy. But he's also the cat that did so crazy, so crazy. So I want to know what y'all think about that. Cool, what you think about that joint, son?
Yo, Fred the Godson is doing his thing. He's doing his numbers. He got the hot beat, and it's a little bit of noise where I'm at, Les. So I'm gonna be on the line on mute. So shout out to Fred the Godson. That beat was crazy, and niggas need to step their game up, rocking with Fred the Godson, man. BX, it's BX right now. BX making noise, man.
That's what it is, man. Money L, what you think about that, Money L? Money, are you there?
I'm here. You hear me?
You hear me?
Yeah.
Fred the Godson, I've been hearing some things from him. He a hot kid. Like, I like him. And he rocking with the boy Vinny Idol, so it's all love. But that's a hot record. I like how he did the Fat Boys joint. You know what I mean?
I like the fact that he kind of played on his, like, you know, his size and said, yeah, I'm a fat boy, but you know what I'm saying? I'm doing my thing, you know? And
yeah,
stuff. And he gave homage to Biggie and stuff, you know.
It's staying true to itself. I love records like that. I like people that, you know what I mean? All that clown and stuff, I don't like. Be yourself,
mm-hmm.
man. Don't come out here and be a clown for these people. Be yourself.
Yeah, that definitely was a hard record. The very best last one, people, that I have is from my very own TDI himself. This song is called Wicked. I want to know what you guys think about it. This is the last one for tonight, and then I'm going to go into my Get the Fuck Out of Here to some of y'all cats out here, because some of y'all need to get the fuck out of here. If you're not going to be live at our event, October 16th, it goes down tomorrow. Lush Radio Online, in conjunction with Rock Solid Entertainment, is going down in the DMV. Everybody's coming through. Your mama, your father, your sister, your friend. Will Smith is performing live. We're giving away $100 to the winner at the open mic. You know what I'm saying? $10 to get in. 21 and older. No, you can't be 19. No, you can't be 20. No, you're not just turning 21 tomorrow. I don't give a damn. You got to be 21 and older. Thanks to our sponsors, Hood Punishers, E2K, She Cleans the Movement, It's a She Thing, DJ Heat, Team Studios, Fleet DJs, Let's Radio Online, Let's Go, Birthday Bash, Heart of the City Open Mic goes down tomorrow. Shout out to Sarah Keys, Busy Business, our host. You know what I'm saying? On the ones and twos, DJ Heat from 95.5, DJ Lady Blaze, Johnny Blaze, DJ True from Philly, all day, every day. And it's located at 1917 9th Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., 2001. See you then. So we're going to go into this song, Wicked, 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 the Wickedest Wireless, Wicked, by your man TDI. Let me know what you think. Wicked.
As I come with the wicked, I give two fucks about the trash who's spitting. I'm TDI, young guy, you get it? Much respect to Ice Cube, you did it. Hip-hop dying and it's running out of time. I guess it's time for me to show them how to rhyme. Wanna play gangster and they pulling out a nine. Thinking it's tough, they gon' blow it out your mind. Fuck boy, I don't play games. I am a block star like K-Slay. Blocks like Backstreet, where they spray things. Act like Bishop with that Trey A. Gray thing. I don't care, y'all not rocking.
Nah.
I am mean, I'm not stopping. At the end of the movie, juice, y'all not popping. After Raheem died, I stopped watching. You hear it in my flow, son, I do this. So now it's on to the fullest. I got the sickest mind, sick of rhymes and sick of bitches, cause I get wicked.
Thank you, my tongue, the name of song, yes, I'm wicked. You can have the mic and talk off their phone, yes, I'm wicked. All of them got with their phone, yes. My name is Don Taco, and I do be run this town.
Wicked,
this is the way y'all make it, I'm wicked.
But we ain't got a copy of your album. You ain't even make no noise. Only fans you got is your punk ass voice. And you can't rap about smashing out a door. Let's all keep it honest, who's rapping out with y'all? Claiming that you're really exhibiting the ball. I'm upset cow, definition of raw.
True story,
they said I'm innocent. I hear y'all talking, y'all insignificant. It's the last inning and tens of differences. It's the 2K10 death certificate. Get it through your mind, motherfucker. You'll get the business while you're standing with your brother. Girls say I'm nasty, my mind is in the gutter. Don't think I won't leave your mind in the gutter. I'm TDI, point your finger at the guy that did it. Dig it, cause I get wicked.
I do my mother, name my song, yes, I'm wicked. If you got the mic and bust off their crown, yes, I'm wicked. All of them gotta hit their song. My name is Sandra, and I do we run this town.
Wicked.
Look at the way y'all make it, I'm wicked.
Y cantantes, vengan a Team Studio, localizado en 752 East 137, Bronx, New York 10454. Estamos entre Willow y Bruckner Boulevard. Llámanos 347-726-2221. Estamos aquí 7 días, 24 horas. Persíguenos en el Twitter, que se llama Team ENT y el número uno. El website es, en la computadora tienes que ir y marcar teamentertainment.net. Nos vemos.
Yeah, we speak Spanish too over here on Lush Radio Online. We multicultural, international. I say hi to you in Chinese, ni hao. What's up, son? What's up, bonjour, all of that, man. We live in the building. Man, K-Do, everything I say, man. We live in the building, Lush Radio Online, man, taking you to the next level, man. That was TDI. I get wicked. That joint remind me of the joint back in the day. Jump around. Jump, 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 jump. Jump around. That's what that joint remind me of. But I give it a hot, though. That joint was like, it made people want to fight, though. Like, I saw, like, fighting after that joint. Money, how you feel about that?
I like that record. I like it.
You like that, son? You like
yeah,
that,
I like it.
Son? That's
I like
what's
it.
Up,
I like
man.
It. What he doing with
Money
that?
Money like that joint. I love that song, yo. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to TDI. Guru, what you think about that joint?
Timeless, man.
getting amped up. I'm in the bar right now, but I'm getting amped up hearing that. They playing music in here, and I'm tuned in to Lush right now. That's all I got to say. Yo, hey, Lush, you got some tracks in the arsenal, though, that we need to be politicking with, though. We need to be getting at them right now, because you got some, definitely got some hot tracks in the arsenal. We need to get,
we got some hot tracks in the arsenal, baby. That's where the Godson track was fire. Was crazy. Man, I got some stuff in here, man. I got some songs. We're going to rock out with some songs tonight, man. This joint right here is the Chosen Sound Class. It's like an old school joint. They from the West Coast, too. But they did the hip-hop. They did the hip-hop festival and everything. I'm going to play their joint tonight, man. It sounds like they had getting it in over there in that bar. But here you go, though. Sound Class.
The sound resounds from the palace to the parks. Revolution of the soul brings balance to the heart. Announced to the narcs, we the crack like Belgians. Clear off the meter with the breathers like a smeller. Daughter told meters putting crosses in my velvet. They thought I was on leaders with they chickens and selfish. I guess I can't admit it if I hit it. If it's there to beat, I can't help it. Too fired up for ice grills, this will melt it. Elegant be real with jealousy. Niggas hate like the fans of a Celtic. There's envy in a big city. Here in Vegas, edgy in a razor. Secret Sesame Force buzzers with the taser. Wishing for my high haters, I wave goodbye haters. Life could throw a curve, stay ready for the change. Just my tone is off the hook, keep it ringing with no hang-ups.
I'm still around the world. I'm still around the world.
Lane, but when it's bad, it's awful. I feel so ashamed, I snap.
and grow a wildflower. But it's fuck the world, get a child out of. Yeah, my life a bitch, but you know nothing about her. Been to hell and back, I can show you vouchers. I'm rolling sweet, I'm smoking sour. Married to the game, but she broke her vows. That's why my bars are full of broken bottles. And my nightstands are full of open Bibles. I think about more than I forget. But I don't go around fire expecting not to sweat. And these niggas know I lay them down, make your bed. Bitches try to kick me while I'm down, I break your leg. Money outweighing problems on a triple beam. I'm sticking to the script, you niggas skipping scenes. Be good or be good at it. Fucking right, I got my gun, send me automatic. Yeah, put the dick in their mouth, so I guess it's fuck what they say. I'm high as a bitch, up, up in the way, man. I'll come down in a couple of days. Okay, you want me up in the cage, then I'll come out in beast mode. I got this world stuck in a safe combination. It's the cheat code, it's freezing, motherfucker, blood gang, and I'm in bleed mode. All about my dough, but I don't even check the peephole. So you could keep knocking, but won't knock me down. No love lost, no love found.
It's a little too late to say that you're sorry now. You kicked me when I was down, but what you say, it don't hurt.
That's right, it don't hurt. I don't need you
no more.
Don't wanna see you
no more.
Bitch, you get no love.
You show me nothing but hate. You ran me into the ground, but what comes around goes around.
Than I have been in my whole entire life. I can see these people's ears perk up as I begin to stab with the pin. I'm a little bit sicker than most. Shit's finna get sick again. They say the competition is stiff, but I get a hard dick from the shit now. Stick it in. I ain't never giving in again. Caution to the wind, complete freedom. Look at these rappers, how I treat them. So why the fuck would I join them when I beat them? They call me a freak cause I like to spit on these pussies before I eat them. Man, get these whack cocksuckers on stage. Where the fuck is Kanye when you need them? Snap the mic from them, bitch. I'ma let you finish in a minute. Yeah, the rap was tight, but I'm buzzing to the greatest verse of all time. So you might wanna go back to the lab tonight and dribble out them rhymes you were gonna spit and start over. Who's drafting right new ones? But I'm afraid that it ain't gonna make no difference when I rip the stage and tear it in half tonight. As soon as gentlemen rush, you feel the bass up from the place all the way to the parking lot, fellow. Set fire to the mic and ignite the crowd. You can see the spark from hot metal. Cold hearted from the devil, guard of the game. I so started to rock, fellow. But I'm not even in my heart. You can still get roasted, cause Marcus. Now, mellow till I'm top, pulling from the top. I'm not gonna stop. I'm standing on my monopoly board. That means I'm on top of my game, and it don't stop till my hips don't hop anymore. When you're so good that you can't stand, cause it ain't even cool for you to sound cocky anymore. People just get sick cause you spit these fools. Can't rule the dribble and drop anymore. And you can never break my stride. You never slow the momentum at any moment. I'm about to blow. You never take my pride. I'm killing the flow. Slow venom in your opponent is getting no mercy. Mark my words. Ain't letting up relentless. I smell blood. I don't give a fuck. Keep giving them hell. Where would you when I fell and needed help? Up. You get no love.
Boy DJ Ames, always in the great UK. When I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yo, what's up? This is your girl Harawness, honing it down for the whole entire DMV fam, y'all. Let's get it. We on Lush Radio Online and we take it over.
You already know what it is, man. You live in the building, man. I kind of went into my Eminem mode for a second because I just love that dude, yo. If I just was able to stand in the presence of Eminem, you know. I have mad respect for him. I just hope if I meet a person and he's, like, not humble and he acts like a butthole, like, it doesn't change my whole, like, persona of him because he's, like, one of my idols. So, like, I just hope that never happens, though. I hope he's just, like, a real cool dude. Everybody says he's cool, but shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? I can relate to all them songs. I would say I'm not a super Lil Wayne fan, but I like that song. And then they took it from the Roxbury. Baby, don't hurt me, don't hurt me. You know, on Saturday Night Live. The joint used to crack me up all the time. But he's definitely talking about, you know what I'm saying, people stabbing you in the back and stuff and keep kicking you down, but you keep getting back up. Everybody can relate to that. you know. But Those Chosen was before that, and, you know, we heard Love the Way You Lie with Rihanna and Eminem, you know. A lot of y'all got some love-hate relationships. A lot of y'all guys be beating each other up. And then y'all have makeup sex, and you do it real hard and do some choking and all kinds of stuff. And, ski, 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 all over the place. But, yeah, but shout out to y'all, man. You're live on Lush Radio Online, and we're giving you the business. This segment of the show we're going to talk about is basically back in the day. What did you used to do back in the day? What kind of food did you eat back in the day? You know, back in the day when you was in projects, y'all ain't really have food like that, you know what I'm saying? What kind of miracle meals was y'all making back in the day? What kind of miracle meals was you making back in the day when you was hungry? Talk to us. Call in at 347-826-7722. Money Hell, what miracle meals was y'all making back in the day?
Well, shit, man. If I wasn't at Ching Ming back in the days, because I ain't gonna lie, I used to stay in Ching Ming back in the day. I used to stay with the four chicken wings with fried rice, or the four, or either the four chicken wings with the pork fried rice. That's what I was eating swan back then. You know what I mean? I was like real young. Now I don't mess with the swan no more. But back then, Ching Ming had all my money. But other than if I was in the crib, what I made was Damn, we made mash. Then we made miracles.
baby. What kind of low budget meals was you whipping together back in the day, man?
Low budget meal, the oodles and noodles. The oodles, the packet, the oodles and noodles. We used to make that with the bread. We used to make the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I was always famous in our hood. We used to make the we stayed with the what's that, the cold cuts. We definitely stayed with stuff like that. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. Call in at 347-826-7722 and tell us, you know what I'm saying, those back-in-the-day meals you used to whip up, you know what I'm saying, with Tiles and Swans. Guru, I know you out there, you know what I'm saying, the ball partying, booty shaking and all that. What you used to whip up back in the day, man?
Yo, it's popping the head, but my thing was, I'm excellent with the grilled cheese, man. But let me tell you how I do my grilled cheese. I don't do my shit regular. I put the butter in the pan and toast my bread like some or Italian golden brown toasted shit. Then put the cheese on it, and I go in. And see, as long as it was some fries in the house with that, because it's usually fries in the house, you know, the big bag of fries, and put the fries on. And the grilled cheese and the Kool-Aid, and we good. Like, that's a $2 meal right there. Like, you got some cheese in the house and some bread and some Kool-Aid. It's popping, man. You know, I mean, right now it might be a $3.5 meal, $3.50. You already know. Grilled cheese, french fries, hot dogs. My hot dogs had to be on some, put it in the pot and do them like fried up with the fries and shit. Like, make it a good. I ain't just want to put hot dogs in a pot of water and blow them. I still got to go in the oil. In the oil with the fries. And you already know. Ain't that gonna hurt. And hot dogs is still good when it's in a pot of oil. Fried up.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. We're taking it back in the day, calling at 347-826-7722 and tell us what little meals you used to make up back in the day. Back in the day, man, when we ain't having like that, you living in the projects and everything, you know what I'm saying? Roaches made it day home, you know what I'm saying? Roaches come out the woodwork. They was mad disrespectful back in the day, you know what I'm saying? They pop up in your cereal. They pop up, you know what I'm saying? They want to sleep next to you. You know what I'm saying? You turn on the light, they scatter and everything. You know what I'm saying? Roaches was disrespectful back in the hood in the projects. You know what I'm saying? You don't see that much nowadays. You know what I'm saying? But back in the projects, man, it was ridiculous, man. You can't, and people act like they don't know what a roach is. You know what I'm saying? But that's how it was back in the day. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, right, remember when you ain't, remember when you was getting them big slabs of government cheese? Remember when they used to deliver them joints to your door? You know what I'm saying? With the big government cheese, the milk in it, that juice that be like, you know what I'm saying, so concentrated, you had to add water, you know what I'm saying, to dilute that motherfucker. You had to dilute that joint back in the day with the big slab of cheese, right? You know what I'm saying? Y'all was cutting that jeans, making macaroni. That's a good cheese to make that macaroni and cheese with, man. That freaking government cheese, son. Used to cut that joint, no slices, just straight government block cheese back in the day. Remember when they ain't had no milk, they had the powder milk jump off, the powder eggs? Used to eat them shits. I used to hate them. I used to hate them powder eggs back in the day, son. I was like, well, I was just, yo, you had the powder eggs and shit back in the day, son. And then they also had, you had the powder eggs. You also had, like, if you ain't had no milk, some people would go hard and just eat the cereal with water, you know what I'm saying? Some people would put the carnation milk jump off, add a little water, cereal like that back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Some people used to chop up the hot dogs with the oodles and noodles, you know what I mean? And you can never go wrong with hot dogs and beans. Franks and beans, you chop them up and put it in. That's your meal right there back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day when I was young and not a kid anymore. You have to make them meals, man. People were surviving back in the day, man. People would eat it, man. It ain't, you know, nobody was, you know, was sitting there complaining about it. They was eating that because they was hungry, you know? What can you do? You know, your mother working like 50 jobs to raise y'all. She either a single mother or, you know, your father, and then they making minimum wage jobs, and they just trying to make it, you know? So, you know, and then sometimes, you know, you can, you know, everybody was getting that combination fried rice, you know what I'm saying, and the wings like Money L said, you know, and everybody was sharing that shit. And if you was in the DMV, if you're not in New York, because in New York and Jersey, they don't got nothing called mambo sauce. They got hot sauce up there. But out in the DMV, they got mambo sauce. So you would be eating your chicken wings, you know what I'm saying, with the mambo sauce out here and stuff, you know what I mean? And I call this the ghetto iced tea. You know, when you get your mix and stuff half and half, you know what I'm saying? Get that half and half real quick. You know, and you can never go wrong with some good Kool-Aid, man. Good Kool-Aid. Some Kool-Aid or some Tang. Remember when Tang was so they had the Tang, they mixed the joint, and you got a big thing of Kool-Aid or Tang or something like that. Tang was kind of tangy. But those are the things we did back in the day, man. And when it used to snow back in the day, man, remember when your mother used to dress you up like an Eskimo? You had, like, back in the day, they didn't just have, like, the super warm jackets, right? They would pile you, like, your child would be, like, in, like, kindergarten and stuff like that, and they would pile you up with, like, 50, like, one shirt, two shirts. Then you had, like, 2-3 sweaters on. You got your hat, and then you got the full bodysuit jacket on. And you like an Eskimo? That was back in the day, man. Back in the day, it was crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? Then also back in the day, you know, they had the, you know, we didn't even have the whole sled and everything situation. We used to just basically, you know what I'm saying, slide down the street and everything, you know, with cardboard boxes and tops and everything. But that's how it was back in the day. Back in the day, no worries, no stress, no problems. Now we all grown up, you know, it's a responsibility and stuff. We got to take care of children, you know what I mean? back in the day, growing up in the 80s, 70s, you know what I'm saying? It was cool back then, man. Everything was copacetic. But nowadays, man, it's crazy. I feel sorry for this generation. They not really having fun like we used to do, man, for real. They can't even go out and play like that, for real. Remember Money L, we used to stay out late at night, the kids, and you wouldn't worry about stuff?
Yo, I remember all that. Coca Libia, 1, 2, 3. I remember Red Light, Green Light, 1, 2, 3. I remember Skelly. I remember all that. I mean, Double Dutch, Girls Just, I don't see none of that anymore. Like this, like I said, the new generation going to have it bad. Like, they don't understand what we, like, they're crazy for stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And that's what kept us out of trouble. It kept
definitely
our minds. Like, our mom, like, my mother used to, I ain't gonna lie, like, I used to stay out. The latest I probably could have stayed out on a school night was, like, 7 o'clock. And on a weekend,
yeah,
I could have stayed out, like, around 9, 9:30, 10 if I begged her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And But everything was all right. Now you can't stay outside past 5 o'clock because you might get shot at or something if you're still in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even go through. I'm from Marcy Projects. People listening to that, listen, I'm from Marcy Projects in Brooklyn. The project where the infamous Jay-Z always talk about. You know what I'm saying? That was one of the worst projects in Brooklyn when I was growing up. But it wasn't like how it is now. Now it's worse because these little kids out here have no respect for people. When I was growing up, I couldn't disrespect the older guys. Now these kids are disrespecting everybody. They disrespecting their mom. I don't know, man. It's just all over the place, man. And I blame the system.
Yeah,
I blame the system.
But, you know, this is the year of the crack baby. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what nobody say. It's the crack baby's growing up, man. They growing up and having more crack babies.
You're right.
These little girls having kids. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. It's sad nowadays, man. I mean, you know, back in the day, like, I don't, no homo, because I have some friends that, you know, they do their thing. But, you know, back in the day, it was a little bit more respectable. You know, people were like, you know, they would kind of keep it on a low, low. You know, it wasn't all out like that. Now, you know, they got all kinds of shows talking about, you know, they getting married, all kinds of stuff. It's like, wow,
yeah,
son. Like, it's all over the place.
To each his own, but don't preach that to my kids. I don't want my kids to think that's okay.
Yeah, but they making it, you know, it's like, I don't mind people doing their thing. Like, I was more of like, you know what I'm saying, like, don't ask, don't tell. You could do you, but don't just, you know, put it to the kids out there. Now they like, what, 9 years old talking about they gay.
Yo, this little kid told me he was gay, and I'm looking at him, like, he was like he said, he was like 10. And Yo, Lush, it bugged me out because, you know, I'm looking at him. Like, he was like, yo. Like his peoples were saying, you know, his family was saying, oh, you know, he's a little funny. And he told me he was like, he like his own. And I'm like, what do you know about that? It bugged me out. I'm like, damn. I said, MTV, man. What the hell you doing to our kids, man? Like this is crazy.
Hey, yo, MTV, all of that stuff. It's daytime TV. You know, back in the day, this segment is called Back in the Day. Back in the day, the FCC would shut you down if you say, this is internet radio, so we have really not, they don't got too much jurisdiction. But back in the day, regular radio you listen to, they saying bitch, motherfucker, all kinds of stuff. And mind you, your child is sitting in the car with you, you know what I'm saying? And you're hearing this stuff. You're hearing all kinds of nasty stuff, vulgar stuff, on a regular radio that the kids listen to now.
What?
So
yeah,
it's like, you can understand if it's like late night, but they saying some real, this is during the day though. This is during the day, you going to work and stuff. They saying real vulgar stuff. You saying, you know, she's my best B on regular TV. I mean, like, TMZ, they have, like, no respect, man. They off the hook on there. You know, this is regular TV.
I know.
I'm like, damn. It's sad, man. I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on with the gym. Kids don't know how to play. Yo, back in the day, remember when you used to play volleyball? You used to go out and play on the basketball court and hoop. Remember when they used to have the little tennis ball joint? You would hit back in the day, dodgeball, don't nobody double dutch no more. Where them long extension cords with the double dutch? They don't double dutch no more. You know what I mean? Like all the old joints, people don't play jacks no more. Where the dominoes at, man? Back in the day, man.
Yo, a lot of 6 years old kids have cell phones. Like, come on.
Well, I can't say nothing about, because my daughter is 7, and I got a cell phone for emergency. It has mommy and auntie and all of them for emergency, so I do have a cell phone. I'm biased to that. But she only can use her cell phone if she's away for the weekend. She does not use it during the week. She don't talk to nobody and do all this talking and stuff. She don't do none of that. But she has a cell phone for emergencies. I can deal with that. But, you know, all that just having a cell phone and you have during the week and they know it's a school day and they talking to their friends there. You know, John, I would smack the mess out of my daughter. Word up.
Yeah, but look, remember when back in the days everybody in the hood get together, make a little go-kart. We got around the whole area with the go-kart front around. You know what I'm saying? These kids are not creative anymore. They don't want no go-kart. These kids want a fake car. They want bikes. We didn't have, I didn't have the luxury of getting a bike. You know, if I had a bike, shit, I had super good in school. You know what I'm saying? Now, shit, these parents, they just spoil these kids. Like, my son, my last son, the young one that, you know, y'all be hearing around, the car, his mother spoiled him much. Like, I can't stand it because I'm like, shit, I want to teach him the old morals of how I came up. You know what I'm saying? When I had to spend everything I got, you know? Now, that's just because these little young girls having kids, they don't know how to control. They just want, like, they want to buy their son, their kids, everything, but they don't know they destroying their kids doing that. Like,
you know why that is, Money L, and this is for a lot of y'all women listening in. It's not your fault that the father is not there, ladies. Stop. I know you're the natural nurturer, but all you're doing is enabling your son because eventually he's going to disrespect you. You're buying him all this expensive stuff. Why you think a lot of them end up in the street? Because why? When you can't afford it or give it to them, where they going to look for to go look to the street to go do that? You got to let them earn everything and treat and teach them how you were taught when you were younger. You know, you can't be, you know, because you don't have time for him, keep giving him whatever he wants. You know, you're not doing setting an example for him at all, especially for a young man. You know, and it's really sad nowadays. I would never, you know, go up to my teacher and say, "Yo, B," you know what I'm saying? I mean, you be like, "Yes, ma'am." No, yes, ma'am. No, no, sir. None of that. They don't say excuse me when they walk past you. They don't open the door. They want the door to smack in your face. Like, what's going on? Where's common courtesy at nowadays? Back in the day. Damn.
Yo, true story, Lush. My aunt told me today, right? She got a daughter. Her daughter is about 19 now. But her daughter disrespects her daughter. And my aunt is a good person. Like, she, you know, she's a good lady. Like, she don't smoke, no drink, no do nothing. My aunt raised her daughter. She got five kids. Her daughter's about 18, going to be 19. She's really disrespectful. She curses her out, all that crazy. And I'm telling my aunt, I'm like, to this day, I don't even curse in front of my mother. I don't curse in front of my mother. I don't even, you know what I'm saying? And I'm above age, but I would never even to curse at my mother. I don't even curse in front of her. I don't disrespect no older people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Unless, you know what I'm saying, they disrespect me. But I'm talking about my family. They don't know that side. Right,
Lavin? You said they disrespect me. I feel you.
You know, I work off respect. I give everybody, especially an older person, I give them nothing but the utmost respect. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you come out of that shoe, of course they're going to disrespect you. I don't show kids. That's why I don't hang with kids. Because if you hang with a child, they're going to think you're a part of them. You know, and they're going to disrespect you. You know what I'm saying? You got to show these kids from the door, look, don't play with me. You know what I mean? I'm not the one. You know, and that's how I grew up. I grew up when older people always told me, stay in your place, little man. Go over there. You can't play with us. Get out of here.
That's real talk. And you know what I noticed? There's no way in hell. Some of y'all people, you know, we're adults, you know, and some kids you might cuss around them, but you don't set the example. You don't cuss around your children, one. Two, if you do, let them know that when you get a certain age, you know, it's certain things you do and you don't do. And some of you guys don't train your children that, you know, speak when you're spoken to. A child must stay in their place. They should be all up in grown adults' business and stuff like that. Some of you guys talk to your children as if they're your girlfriend or your boyfriend, and they don't need to be knowing all that information. You know, some of you parents out there, and it's sad because these children think that they can just talk all sassy and do whatever they want, and it's not going down like that, pimping, not on my watch, because I will smack you through the wall. Call it child abuse, I don't care. I will smack your ass through the wall. Back in the day, we ain't have no thing called 911. I wish you would.
the words of the late great Bernie Mac. I'll fuck a kid up.
Rest in peace, Bernie Mac. Bernie Mac would smack the mess out of the kid, man. For real, some of these kids do need a beating. We should just round them all up Oh, you want to be bad? You a gangster? You bad? Okay. Drop them drawers and bend over and let me smack you like you never got smacked before. Let's start getting paddles. Remember back in the day when you used to get a paddle? Back in the day you used to get a paddle. Remember back in the day when they used to hit you on your knuckles? When you used to go to them cats and hit you on your knuckles, be like, be quiet. Hit you on your knuckles and stuff. Back in the day, that's
remember
back in
your
the day.
Remember your grandmother used to knock the wind out of your ass? You remember that? She's like, Grandma, I'm talking. Grandma, I'm telling you, I'm talking now. Go over there every time I finish talking. You know what I'm saying? Remember them days?
Yeah. Grandma used to tell you, go over there and go get a switch. She said,
yeah,
get the biggest one, too. And you said, I get the small one. She be like, and then she'll go out there and get her own switch and beat the mess out you, man. Back in the day, everybody used to beat you back in the day.
Well, real talk, these kids don't have to live like that today. Because I remember, like I said, I grew up in the Monty Project, and I used to get chased home from school for my sneakers I used to get. You know what I'm saying? It was real rough back then. Nobody had nothing. Nobody had jobs. It was hard, but it was easier, but it was harder. You know what I'm saying? Today, anybody could get a job. You know what I'm saying? It's easier. The recession might have stopped, but at the end of it, it's not like it was before. While everybody's still walking around trying to be a gangster. The gangster era is the late 80s, the early 90s, and you know what I'm saying? The mid-90s, it kind of slowed down, so the 2000, it slowed down, and it's a new era now. When is that going to stop? Why these kids don't understand, like, that's a fad.
I'm
going to
tell you, Money L. Real gangsters don't wear tight pants that make a dude have a yeast infection. That's all I got to say. They gonna get the fuck out of here with that.
Yeah.
For real, how the fuck you a gangster and you showing your ass like no homo, nigga? Get the fuck out of here, man. Y'all cast is crazy talking about y'all some gangsters. Yeah, right. Go to jail and see what happens. But anyway, back in the day, man, 1980-something, I remember them days, man. Remember the used jeans, remember the shell tops, remember, you know what I'm saying, the freaking flight jackets, the cross colors, you know what I'm saying, the Gumbies, you know what I'm saying?
Remember the suit?
Yeah.
I had all of those. I had the best. Remember the 8-Boy jacket? Remember the remember the Jerry G jackets? Remember the
yep.
What's that? I'm
remember
take it back.
The members the members only jackets and stuff back in the day?
Which one?
The members only jackets.
What about? Ooh. You got it. That triple fat goose.
Yeah.
Remember that one, like?
I remember that one, man. You remember they used to do, you know, when you had them, like, rundown shoes, and they'd be like, you got some Bobos on. Bobos.
Yo.
They make you feel fine. Bobos, they had
$1.99. Yeah, I remember one time. Remember when them LA games came out? Why my mom bought me a pair of them joints, and I'm still getting laughed by them shits, yo. I wore them shoes one time to school thing, because it was fly. You know, they had the little lights on it. I went to school with them joints on.
LA
like, you remember them LA games?
Yeah, man. They had LA Gears, British Knights. Remember when they used to have them tennis shoes that you used to pump up on the side? Think it make you jump better, play basketball.
That's the Reebok pump. I had those. The Patrick Ewing, too. Remember, Patrick Ewing used to pump the top. Remember?
Yeah. I remember that. Remember Payless back in the day? Payless had them joints called They had the fucking pro-wings.
Yo, crazy, I swear to God, if you didn't have no money, niggas was wearing them fake-ass Nikes, them fake Reeboks. I ain't gonna lie, I had a pair of rejects. What rejects did I have before? I ain't had no bread. My mom was like, yo, she ain't have it. So she brought me home rejects. Because, you know, your mother, she don't know. Your mom don't know.
Oh, no,
I ain't gonna lie. I wore them shit. It was crazy, yo, because I had my pants, and I don't know. I don't want to talk about that story. That was crazy.
Yo, he got scars. He got scars from that shit.
I was fly. Yo, look, I was fly coming up as a kid, but shit, I had time. That, you know, like I said, I had the LA gears.
You had them days, man. But remember the Stonewash jeans? Remember the MC Hammer pants and shit?
Remember people used to draw Bart Simpson on their pants back in the day?
Yeah.
That's when the Simpsons was hot.
Remember them? Do you remember them Skittles jackets and shit like that from back in the day?
I still got my M&M jacket. It's an M&M, M&M and McDonald's on it. You know what I mean? Those are racing jackets. Come out.
The racing jackets, man. Man, back in the day, man, it was wild.
They might come back out.
You remember when the chicks had the big waterfall bangs and stuff? Like, they bangs was like three stories and shit.
Oh, yeah, it was looking crazy. But I ain't gonna lie, it was pretty back then. I used to see the little cute girls come, you know what I mean, the little bang and all that, wearing their bamboo earrings and all that. At least two pair, like Elle said. So, I ain't gonna lie. We was fly, like, you know what I'm saying? That was fly. The little cute
that
girl back in the day coming out there with us, Shadi. I miss back in the day. You know what I mean?
I do. I miss it too, man. But salute to everybody, you know what I'm saying, that still keep it real back in the day. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, is going down tomorrow. See you at Queen Makeda. See you in the building. You know what I'm saying, Money L. Make sure you support the his video and everything. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Guru's still in the joint, rocking it out. Guru, you want to say something to the people, man? You need to tell them why they need to get the fuck out of here, dog.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you to get the fuck out of here. If you don't act like you don't know, it's all about Lush Radio Online, Lush Girls International. We doing some really big things, and it's only to support the people. We here for the people. We give back to the community. We don't just take from y'all. We give back. So support us like we support y'all. If you don't, get the fuck out of here. And one more thing. Don't act like you got to be a hater. If you got haters, you know what? It's just okay. All you got to do is just move past that. Think bigger than your haters. You got to be bigger than your haters. Your hater already look at you like you bigger than him. You know what I mean? So get the fuck out of here to all haters. We see you, and it's nothing, man. I just want to say I'm having a good time here. I'm bringing Lush to this spot that I'm at right now. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. I can't wait, man. Somebody else, tell them why they need to get the fuck out of here, man.
Y'all need to get the fuck out of here if y'all don't support my motherfucking movement. Support motherfucker everything I'm involved with. Support Lush Radio. Support the DMV. Support everything Lush doing. Support my man Future Guru. But definitely support this movement that I'm creating. You know what I'm saying? I got everything popping for my projects. I got the Marcy project with my boy AK Chopper and G2K. I got my man Dollamentary coming out with his project. You know what I'm saying? The video we shot with my boy Industry Elite. The video, y'all can find it on YouTube. Please support that. And the haters, I need you haters to go ahead on that video too, because you know what I'm saying? Y'all know y'all make artists. Y'all make us big. You know what I'm saying? Without the haters, we don't have nothing. The video is called Ask Yourself, and it's the artist on it is Incredible Bars and Dollamentary, and it's produced by Vinny Idol. You know what I'm saying? So you could definitely go on YouTube and show your support. And get the fuck out of here if y'all don't respect me and Lush talking about back in the days, because y'all know back in the days is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Our kids would love to go back in the days, so get the hell out of here.
That's what it is.
Definitely.
Girl, Lush, man, the hostess with the mostest, man. Make sure y'all stay posted, man. We live in the building, man. See you tomorrow, man, and Queen Makeda is going down, man. We love you, man. And to all my followers, all the people out there that definitely support Lush Radio Online, all I want is you, man. J. Cole, huh, Miguel, all I want is all of y'all. Peace.
I never thought I'd see the day that you my old girl. Now I'm stuck here hollering at old girl. Got one, got two, three, four, girl. Shotgun in a drop, made a right. Hut one, hut two.